What's up, Packers fans? Aaron Nagler here with a little extra cheese for you on Thursday afternoon with the conclusion of Packers minicamp. The third and final practice was held a little while ago. We heard from Matt LaFleur afterwards and a number of players, including Za'Darius Smith. And now it's time to talk to you fine folks. See what's on your mind. The Packers now will be off our radar for a little bit as far as news and practice, what have you. But they'll be back, most of them, according to Matt LaFleur, for OTAs next week. In the meantime, hello to everybody in the comment section. Good to see everybody. Michael, hi, how are you? Big B is here. What's up, Big B? If Jordan is good, we win. Goliath Cano, breaking it down. Well done. I cannot wait for August 12th. I can't wait for July 27th. Right out of Matt LaFleur's mouth this afternoon. That sounds like that's the start of camp. I don't remember that officially being announced, but sounds like July 27th is the date to circle on your calendars. Just don't get arrested. Thanks, Alex. What's my favorite thing about minicamp? That it's over, and we're that much closer to training camp. Afternoon, Aaron. Thanks for doing this. No problem, John. Thanks for stopping by. Julia, I ain't touching that one with a 10-foot pole. Why people don't want to get vaccinated? It's their choice, man. You're going to have to ask those people. I am fully vaccinated. I'm really tired of the Rodgers drama. Why are you tired of the Rodgers drama? No, why would you ever be tired of the Rodgers drama? Come on now. People be making fun of me, texting me. Come on now. Jay Sternberger suspended. Well, that's not great. 2-game suspension, too. My goodness. Well, let me just answer this real quick. Sorry about this, guys. Live! The NFL suspended Jay Sternberger for the first 2 games. The substance abuse policy. Man, that is not great news for a guy who has to be on the field. We've talked about it all offseason. That's a boneheaded thing right there. Very disappointing. Why did they add another QB? Well, because you always need as many quarterback camp arms as you can, especially if Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be in the building. It's good to have another guy throwing the football. Always good. DeGuara season. You got that right, Walter. I get to go to training camp that time of year. That's awesome, man. Who will win the Euros? Ooh, now there's a question. I don't know. I'll be pulling for England, though. I always do. And they always roast me. How was love today? Janelle sounds like he was a bit in the mid-range between the awesomeness that was Wednesday and the hard-to-watch that was Tuesday. He was a little bit he threw his first interception of camp, though it did come on a play that apparently Tyler Lancaster would have sacked him had it been live action. But he just continued on with the play and then threw an out route that was picked by Stokes. Sucks that Anthony Rush got cut. I always wanted to see what the big guy could do, but we never got the opportunity. My son is having the time of his life in New York City. Thanks for all the recommendations. Oh, Katie, I'm glad you guys are enjoying it. I'm glad he's having a good time. Enjoy our fine city. Gary looks confident and comfortable. He was great. No, I love that guy. I love that guy. Man, and I like that visor. I got to get me a Bane Gary visor, no doubt about it. Who's winning the third running back spot? Oh, Dakota, we're so far away from knowing any kind of clue about the third spot. We know those first two are locked in, but after that, it could be the draft pick. It could be Dexter Williams. It could be Patrick Taylor. Got to let it play out. I'm excited to see all of them. Thoughts on Jace getting suspended? Cade literally just talked about it. Boneheaded move on Jace's part. Not a great look for a guy who has to stay on the field and win a job. But we'll see how long that leash is. Did Tay participate more? Is he still donating reps? Sounds like he's still off the main play chart. Does Campbell start? I think he'll be given the opportunity to win that job, no doubt about it. I'd be shocked if he isn't, and I'll be kind of surprised if he doesn't win it. But we'll see. Who knows? Kamal Martin could surprise. Barnes could take a step. A lot to play out there. You guys going to get A.J. Dillon on the show? Looking forward to seeing Dillon-Jones tandem this year. As far as Dillon on the show, yeah, we'll be doing something with A.J. this year, no doubt about it. We've been having talks. Can Bakhtiari win comeback player of the year? I think that might be a push. Who knows, though, man? That award, you never really know what people are thinking. What else we got here? Does Oren Burks make it? I actually think he's got a better shot than most people think, only because he's so good on special teams, and he has become a pretty key special teams contributor. And for a team that has sucked on special teams for such a long time, I don't think those are the guys you want to let go. Now, that said, if it comes down to a numbers game and you need a position to cut from to keep talent elsewhere, he's definitely a candidate. Love the content, Aaron. Well, that's very nice of you to say. Thanks so much. Speaking of content, the new Bo Burnham album is out. That's the songs from his latest special, and I cannot recommend that special enough, the album enough. It just made me think of it because the first song is called Content, and it's fucking brilliant. How many games we win with love, LOL. Laura, all of them. Win them all in our hearts anyway, because all you need is love. Nailed it. Carry the Y. who do you put odds on to be the main player in the star role? Oh, good question. I do think they're going to rotate people there, and I think we'll see some Jair inside. I don't think a lot, not a ton, but I do think they'll rotate him in there. I think Sullivan will be given, you know, first crack, so to speak. And I wouldn't be surprised if they utilize Savage down there a little bit at times. I do think, though, it's going to be fun to watch in camp. That's going to be one of those spots that every rep is going to matter, what you put on tape each and every day. It's going to be pretty important. So I do think it'll be a rotation. I don't know if there will be one guy who grabs that part, but I do think, like I said, Sullivan will probably get first crack at it, I would think. I have a feeling about Daphne as a halfback move tight end. How do you feel? Really showed up at the end of last year, obviously, and really like his work on special teams. If he can pick up where he left off, and that's a big key, young guy, you know, you can't, nothing's a given. Look at Jay Sternberger today. I mean, you would think if anybody would know, hey, I got to absolutely focus on what I'm doing here if I want to make this squad, it'd be Jace, and here we are with today's news. But, you know, Daphne, just because you look good last year, that means absolutely nothing when the pads come on for training camp this year. Got to earn it again. I suspect, I really like him as a player. I suspect he'll come in and hit the ground running. You just never really know. But if he does, and he is as valuable on special teams as he was towards the end of last year, he's got a really good shot. And that's a guy who will be breathing down Jay Sternberger's neck for a roster spot. No question about it. Visiting Columbia, but still got to catch a Nagler and carry the G. Steel driving crew, what's up? Hope Columbia's treating you well. Hello from New York City. Can't wait to see a full Lambo. Yes! Packers announced this afternoon, Lambo Field will be back at full capacity, and training camp will be full of fans. I could cry. I'm so happy. So going to be so excellent. Rank the following Packers pass rushers: Clay, Kampman, Z. Clay, Z, and then Kampman. Breston, thanks for the super chat. McAfee had a show where one of the co-hosts tweeted something about A.J. Dillon, and then Dillon challenged him to the Oklahoma drill this summer. A moment of silence and prayer to God for this man's life. Oh, A.J. A.J. going to be trucking fools. Many disagree. I don't even know what that's about. And yes, I know. Many disagree with a lot of everything I say. How come you're not uploading to Spotify anymore? Reese, it just got fixed. It literally just got fixed yesterday. I know it was off for a while. I'm sorry. We really didn't figure out what happened, although one of the devs kind of reconfigured something on the website, because all of our feeds come off GZTV.com and then go to iTunes, Spotify, what have you. And we run Apple Music just fine, or Apple Podcasts just fine, and all the others, like Google Play, whatever. But for some reason, it just stopped on Spotify last Friday, and we're not sure why. But it's back as of yesterday afternoon. So this morning's podcast is up there. So we're back on Spotify. So I'm sorry about that. Van Halen, why can't this be love? Yes, exactly. I kind of wish Rodgers was getting as much reps with the rookie center. The rook will have a lot on his plate this season. That's true, Dakota, but you know, it's again, it's minicamp, man. Just it's going to be all right. Now, he starts missing time in camp, and then maybe it becomes a little bit of a concern. But don't forget, A, Myers played at a very big program in Ohio State and has played just like when Corey came in, you know, and was thrown into the fire in Seattle in week one. When we had him on Packer Transplants, he said, you know, I played in front of 100,000 people on the regular. It's like not going to be too big for me. And it wasn't. And I think, you know, the guess here is that Myers is going to be similar. Now, yes, the protection calls and what have you, that's a big responsibility, but he does have Elgton Jenkins next to him and whoever wins that right guard spot. But Jenkins made all the calls last year at center and would undoubtedly be able to help out at guard this year. So I understand that trepidation, but I don't think it'll be that. That aspect of it is a big concern. Now, there's no doubt that the center quarterback exchange, that's something you want to get kind of right as soon as possible. But again, you know, it's mini camp. Right now, it's not a concern. They get into pads and camp and Rodgers isn't there working with it, then I understand maybe touching up the concern level a little bit. Talk about Jay Sternberger. I did twice already. How many more times do I need to talk about Jay Sternberger? Can Jace participate in camp? Yes, if you're suspended for the two games for any reason, really, but even with the substance issue, yes, you can do all of camp, can do preseason games, but then once the regular season starts, you are not allowed in the building for 2 weeks. And then after those 2 weeks are up, you're back. Eric, thanks for the super chat. Idea for Cheesehead TV Twitter. Scene from Night at the Roxbury with Jordan Love and Devontae bobbing their heads with "What is Love" playing. There you go, Tyler. That's all yours. Thanks, Eric. We will absolutely claim that as our own. Heard Stokes had a nice pick today covering MVS. What's your feel for Stokes floor this year? Yeah, I think the speed is the thing he's going to, you know, be known for until he starts making physical plays. But man, you love the upside, and all accounts, I haven't seen it myself yet, but all accounts, he's been sticky as hell so far in camp. Now in mini camp, now it's padless and, you know, it's not quite full speed. So you got to take it with a grain of salt, but I think he's going to push Kevin King for a starting job if he sticks on this trajectory, but things can change when pads come on. You never really know, but we'll find out. Ben, thanks for the super chat. Really like Funch's comments. Seems like a dude you want around the locker room. Totally agree, Ben. Very much so. If you guys haven't seen Funch's availability from the other day, I highly recommend checking it out. That's a guy who carries the G. No doubt about it. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. Sam Congato is people. Euchre season. I also like someone said Jay Sternberger is people. How does Kevin King redeem himself? Owen just coming in, working his ass off, and being a lot more consistent. That was the big issue last year, like to my eyes anyway. He's got the talent. You see him. He can do it. He's done it. He just has to be more consistent. I don't think he needs to do anything flashy. He just needs to be more consistent. And I think if he does that, comes in, down out, down in, down out, keeps his nose to the grind and works his ass off, he's going to make it tough on Stokes to try and win that job. And that's what you want. You want that competition. I mean, he's got the tools. He's got the talent. It's Miller time, to quote Ghostbusters. This season feels special? That's interesting. You in the minority on that one so far, according to my Twitter mentions, but I feel you, man. Patrick, carry the G, Pappy. Word. Very much agree. Next, how often do you think we'll see Gary and the Smith brothers on the field together? I don't know about a ton, but I think it will be a feature on passing downs quite a bit, but I don't know how much we'll see that early, like first normal down distance kind of stuff. But we'll see. It's very, very early. I tried to ask Z about kicking inside like he did under Mike Pettine, and he wasn't really wanting to go there today, but we'll see. Luke, thanks for the super chat. Just wanted to buy you a beer for the happy hour later. Thanks, Luke. That's very nice of you. I'll see you there. Do I see Stokes as a starting corner opposite Jair? I think he's got the talent. He's got to win that job. I think he'll be given the opportunity. But I don't think it's going to be handed to him, though. Does Funchess' potential success make it even harder for Jace? Big-bodied receiver, good hands. I don't think anybody or anything else on the team is going to be of a concern for Jace this offseason now. He has got to make himself right. He's got to worry about himself. Control what you can control, as they like to say. We'll see how much leeway he's given by the front office. Former third-round pick, so you would think this would be the last straw, so to speak, before, or the last warning, if it were. I've seen tons of people already, you got to cut him, blah, blah, blah. And hey, they could end up cutting him. There's definitely a distinct possibility if the cards fall that way as far as what the talent shows on the field during training camp, right? But I don't think they're going to cut him to send a message or anything like that, or because unless there's some info out there that we're not aware of yet. If the Packers had a mascot, what would it be? Corey Behnke, no doubt. Is there a world where they don't retain Jair? A nightmare world that I don't want to live in or think about or contemplate. I'd be absolutely shocked if he ever was allowed to leave Green Bay in any way, shape, or form. You know, they've activated the fifth-year option. I'm sure as soon as they get Devontae done, they will turn their eye to Jair. And then they'll probably work on a Z extension, and they got to get Amos done. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff on their plate, and then that's all probably after they work out whatever the hell they're going to work out with Aaron Rodgers. So I don't doubt he's in the hopper, and I will be, like I said, absolutely shocked if he's anything other than the highest paid cornerback for at least a little while until the next guy signs, when he signs his next deal. Chris White, thanks for the super chat. Might as well face it, we're addicted to love. There you go, baby. There you go. I love it. Just cue the dancing girls in the back. I'm all in. It's got to be hard focusing on other important parts of camp with the Rodgers shadow hovering. Not really. I think it's pretty easy, actually. I had this conversation with someone on Twitter today. It's like someone was calling it a shit show. And I was like, what? What? No. People go. They go out to the practice field and they practice and they come and they do media availability. It's business as usual. It's exactly what Funchess was talking about. You roll with the 11 you got. You control what you can control. All the Rodgers stuff, that will take care of itself. That is between Rodgers and the front office. The rest of life goes on, including practice, including the Green Bay Packers. They've been existing for 100 years. They're going to exist for 100 more, no matter what happens with Aaron Rodgers. In the meantime, they're going to put their best 11 that they have in the building on the field, and they're going to go to work. So I just disagree with that fundamentally. I mean, is it a quote-unquote distraction? Only if you allow it to be. And I think you don't get to be a professional athlete or the top of the game in the NFL without knowing how to focus. That's just one man's opinion. Is it love that I'm feeling? It could be. How do you feel about the depth at offensive line? Fair to say it's a strength? I talked about this, was it yesterday or 2 days ago? There's a lot of great potential. Doesn't necessarily mean it can all play, but I'm really excited to see these young pups get the pads on in camp and go at it. Braden got another look with the ones today. Newman got another look with the ones today. I'm excited, man. There's a lot of potential and a lot of fun to be had, so to speak, with the different ways it could break. But, you know, just because they're big and imposing in shorts doesn't mean anything. You know, I got to see it in pads, but yes, the potential is exciting. There's zero doubt about it. Who's our swing tackle? Josh Nyman. No, I don't know. At this point, I don't know. It might be Braden. Who knows? Go Pack Go. What's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Hey, Chris here. I was listening to ESPN today. Bart Scott said if Love continues to play well, that the front office will hype him up as much as possible to get a decent package for him. What do you think? I think that's someone talking outside the building who has no clue what Brian Gutekunst is all about. That's just me. Was Sternberger busted for weed? We don't know. They don't announce what the substance is. That's the deal in the between the league and the NFLPA. They never announce what the substance is. It might be out there. Someone may have reported it, or maybe someone said something publicly, but I haven't seen it. And the NFL doesn't announce it. AJ Dillon's response to a full Packers stadium, make some room for the quads. First real Lambeau leap coming soon. Fans are encouraged to help. You talked about that on our draft show when our Patreon member and contributor Mark gave him grief about his Lambeau leap. But yes, it'll be nice that he'll have some help. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you enough. If you are a Patreon member, I'll see you tonight at the happy hour, 6 p.m. Eastern. 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Lambeau time. I'll see you there. Thanks to everybody hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, both Packers Daily and Extra Cheese. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.